go away. Connecting our voices. Ooh, ooh, ah. Born from the need to feel connected. To voices strong and uncollected. From island shores to distant lands, we reach across with open hands. Pacifica Wire, connecting our voices, lifting every voice higher, on air and online. We're tuning in together, no matter the weather. United we inspire. Pacifica Wire, from the heart of the industry to your home and family. With new tech and legacy, we share our destiny. We laugh and we learn, we cry and we cheer. Though miles apart, we're always near. But the same show, the same time, a rhythm, a style. Pacifica Wire, lifting every voice higher. Stories told side by side, on air and .com.
Yeah. que muito cumata, que te fofo está aqui,
está aqui,
e mata me mopea.
Planet FM, I should say, 104.6, the soft sounds of Tuvalu. We are Pacifica Wire, PW Live. Thank you so much for your company this afternoon, and I do hope your weekend is going well. Weather's a little bit windy out there, but the sun is shining, so that is always a good thing. Thank you very much for keeping us company, and we're with you until just before 6 o'clock. Now, today signals the end. If you've just heard, we played a song from Tuvalu. Today signals the end of Vaiaso o Te Ngana Tuvalu. And every year we celebrate, Tuvalu Language Week. And this year's theme is Whaipati mo te Motinoa kai amanaeto whakavai. Speak confidently and respect your foundation. And it wraps up today, and do hope you did enjoy and learn some amazing facts and culture, tradition, music of the Kingdom of Tuvalu. So 4 years ago, we were very lucky, and actually it was this month, 4 years ago, October, to speak to one of our very well-known Tuvalu community leaders. Now, just let me tell you a little bit about this lady, Whalaholangi. We spoke to her 4 years ago. Now, Whalaholangi is well-known for her work in advocacy, for her work for people's rights. She's also a broadcaster, and she carries the nation with her. You know who I'm talking about. We often refer to her as the Queen of Tuvalu, Whalaholangi. And 4 years ago, she joined us on our Pacifica Wire, I should say, podcast, where she talked about Tuvalu's independence. They were 43 years. They gained independence 4 years ago. Now it would be 47. So happy independence, 47 years for Tuvalu. She talked about workers' rights. And in October 2021, we were coming out of the pandemic, the global pandemic. So Whana also spoke about Pacifica people's resilience during that time. So we're going back in time. We're going to be playing you snippets from that podcast that we did with Whana. So please, enjoy.
Tuvalu Language Week, Gladys. Honestly, I'm so proud to be a Tuvaluan here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Back again. We're a minority here, but I can see that our people, we are very proud of who we are. Okay, I know the Samoans and the Tongans are going, oh yeah, those Tuvaluans, they don't matter. Hey, we do matter, okay? We're a minority here, but hey, but we're so grateful and thankful to our bigger brothers and sisters, like the Samoans and the Tongans, Cook Islands, New Zealand, all our other Pacifica brothers here in Aotearoa, New Zealand, that they always do things, you know? They always support us in everything that we need and things. And the language has been really, really great. I think lockdown, maybe it's a negative thing, but when it comes to celebrating Tuvalu Language Week, it has been a very positive thing because everybody's going on a virtual, you know, on social media and do their own thing and post it up there. They don't have to wait for us together, you know, face to face and do things together, because I think that's what limited our people in celebrating in their own ways, you know, because they were waiting and expecting for us to all come together, have a feed together, do the fatele, you know. a few boring speeches from politicians, but hey, but now with Tuvalu language, we celebrate. This is our second year. And I tell you, I really appreciate it. And it's fun because every family is doing their own thing and putting it up on Facebook page and share it with the whole world. And that is like, I even ran out of ideas on who to put on up to share because I keep on sharing. And I've already warned my friends, my Facebook friends, and I'm going to be bombarding you people with all the sharing of the great things my people are doing. So please bear with me for 1 week. But it has been really great seeing the different generations, like my parents really love to share what they know, with the younger generation. They were very happy to put things up. The only problem we're having now, the barriers we're having now, my dad is a great fisherman back home. But I want, mom and I, all of them are still trying to convince him for me to video him and for him to share those knowledge and skills, on the video. Dad wouldn't have a bar of it. So every time he opens his mouth by talking about Tuvalu language, he said, oh, be quiet, because you don't want to share anything there. But otherwise, it has been really great seeing the different generations sharing their knowledge and skills and, on Facebook about what they know about Tuvalu, like, or whatever talents or skills that they have, and sharing it on Facebook page with the whole world to see. And that is really good. I think this is a really good platform. Mm.
Followers of broadcasting yourself with so many years experience, radio still very an important vehicle for our Pacific community.
I think because as long as we incorporate the new technology, to the radio, like how we are doing Zoom now with PMN, my whānau at Pacifica Media Network. Thank you. I really appreciate all the great support from all our colleagues at PMN. So it has been really great having those Zoom, and lining up like this week. My job is to line up our talents with all the programs right through the whole week to make sure that, they have slots in our, in PMN and Radio 531 PI and New FM's programs right through the whole week. So it has been, and plus our, including our PMN Tuvalu Community Radio program as well. So we have been, and it has been really good. I've been sharing all the interviews that's been going on with our Radio 531 PI and New FM as well. So it has been great,
Well, that's good, and we've got to keep that going. And to it's just the end of the week, does it? It continues. It keeps going.
As long as we're up with technology, I tell you, we won't be left behind.
And follow from broadcasting, from language weeks to work is right. This is something that you are extremely passionate about, and you wear it, so proudly, and you're out there supporting our community. So what are the issues for workers today during the pandemic? What impact has this had on the living wage?
I think our members are very happy out there too, because of receiving the living wage pay, that the $22.75 that we have been campaigning for about, 8 years now. But the problem during the lockdown was that quite a lot of our Pacifica people are essential workers, okay? So some of them have been working right through. The fear they have because of the Delta variant is different from the previous one. The original virus is that because they're essential workers, they're very worried about picking up something, picking up the virus and taking it home to their, because they might be living with, as you know, we are always living in big families, either somebody with the underlying health conditions or elderly parents or small kids, they're really worried about that. So the union, our role is to make sure they're well protected, make sure to challenge the employer all the time that they wear the proper PPE gear. Okay. Or even if they have been asked to go, redeploy them somewhere else. And if they, it's always important to do the risk assessment. Is it safe? Is it TOFA? Blah, blah, blah. Make sure that you always run through the risk assessment with your employer and your health and safety rep on site. And if you feel that you're not safe, not for yourself only, but your family, then just say, I'm not prepared to go there. And the other thing that they are facing with at the moment is, the 80% wage subsidy. A lot of our workers, a lot of our members who are not working now because the sites that they look after are being shut down. And the clients are not paying. Well, the employer is claiming that the client is not paying. So we don't know who is telling the truth or not. But so funny that you're asking me that question, because recently with with Auckland Council, so our cleaners were staying home now being paid 80%. So we challenged Auckland Council about it, and we were told that the deputy CEO came back to us in Radio New Zealand, because we were exploring that. And they came back and said, no, we paid the middleman 100%. So we expect the middleman to pay the contractors, the cleaning contractors, 100% of cleaners' wages for the month of August. We're still negotiating for September. But it's so funny, eh? Like the middleman, when I talk about middlemen, I'm talking about companies like UMS, Ventia, and Citicare, okay? And then they pass on that money that further down to cleaning contractors. You know, what I don't really understand is like, why are you holding on to the money? That money is not yours. That money was meant to be paid to cleaners, to their employers to pay them. But why are you holding on to it? But I was told that some are doing the right thing and some are not. And so my question to Auckland Council is that, why are you hiring these cowboys, you know, who are doing all the wrong things here? Might as well get rid of them. And you deal directly with cleaning employees instead of dealing with the middlemen. You know what I mean? And these are the kind of the struggles that our members have to go through over and over and over. Can you imagine if it was not for us, you know, to challenge the client, like, for example, Auckland Council, who pass on the money to these cowboys to pass on to the workers. And if they don't pass on the money, then who the hell is going to stand for them to fight, you know, the big guys to do the right thing? You know what I mean? And it's so frustrating. And to be fair, Gladys, there are some good employers out there, but there are some really horrible ones. They just love to, to make profit out of this pandemic by, you know, by not paying the workers the right amount of money they deserved. And so it's so frustrating, you know?
Where are you at with that? Those negotiations still carrying on?
And so one of the employees I've had some discussion this week, last week, and they said now the middleman has agreed to pay them the money, but now we are fighting. We're still fighting with the other two, and we want to tell Auckland Council to follow it up, because it's not right. They're more or less stealing from the workers, eh? Because that's not their money. Legally, it's not their money. That money was meant for the cleaners, but they were holding on to the money, like, and paying them 80% of what they're entitled to. I mean, the employer has no choice but to pay them the 80%, the wage subsidy the government is giving, when these workers are very much entitled to the other 20%, the top up from the council. You see what I mean? It's so frustrating, yeah. And then some of our members have to, like, go and look. They even rang us to give them some phone numbers or help them find Pacifica providers, so they can go and get some food parcels, because they want to keep their money to pay their bills while they go and look for food somewhere else. And this is just not on, you know? And that's what really makes me so angry about this unfairness out there. Once again, our people are treated like this, not just our people, but our migrants, you know, our new migrant workers as well. And it's not on in our Māori, you know, our Tangata Whenua family, and some of our Palangi as well. And it's not fair.
And the struggle is real. It continues.
Oh, the struggle is real. And always, the most vulnerable. And that's exactly what our cleaners are saying. Essential workers. They say, oh, yeah, the government recognized that we are essential workers. They, you know, they did a shout out for us. But we need more than just a shout out from the podium. You know, we want to be paid money, because, you know, this is what we need. We need money, proper pay, so that we can pay our bills. Because the kids are staying home and all they do is eat and eat and eat. I mean, but that's the reality, you know? And the parents are saying, yeah, we still have bills to pay. Please do the right thing. So the challenge is for the government, because they say, government, do the right thing. Pay us 100% instead of 80%. Or why do you give the money to our employees? Give us the money directly, you know? Because by the time it get down to us, there's nothing left.
And your work there continues, Fala. And another area that you're also very passionate about is the announcement of a new one-off residence visa pathway for some temporary work visas, visa holders currently in New Zealand. You'd like to see that extended to a particular group, the recognised seasonal employers.
Yeah, I just don't understand why wasn't that extended to, to our RSU workers. But then I remember, because every time I raised this with Aupito, you know, about our RSU workers, he always he always say this, Fala, the problem is that the arrangement that we have with RSE workers is different, completely different compared to those who come on work visas. So maybe this is something that we need to, you know, our communities, and we really need to look at that, because if these workers are coming here and they really want to settle, so how can we have career, career pathways for them to residency? You know what I mean? So that's the kind of conversation that we need to follow up with our politicians as well. Like, yeah, I find it's, but let's continue to have the conversation. But I'm also concerned about our Pacific, our overstayers, because I understand where the government is going. Let's deal with, those who are legally here on work visa. They got jobs, they got homes, they got, you know, all those things. And then after we settle this, and then we move on to, I believe, that's their thinking, and probably move on to the overstayers and deal with the overstayers later. I'm quite hopeful. But as long as our communities continue to push, you know, put pressure on the government to do the right thing, we will get there. You know, don't let them get away. Yeah.
And, I mean, a lot of it has come to a standstill because of the pandemic. So to get that conversation going again, in particular with the RSE workers.
No, stand still. We're still Zooming with politicians. We've been Zooming with these people who make decisions. You know, hey, let's make use of the Palangi, you know, the Palangi, the Asian technology. Yeah. Mm. Or Pacifica technology like Zoom.
Are they listening?
Yeah. No excuses. Don't excuse the politicians. And I know, and I tell you what, don't I even better now at lockdown, we have more, we can access politicians easier compared to, you know, because they're always having meetings, going somewhere, flying here, flying there. But now, with the lockdown, they have no excuse. They always come, they always front up when the union call them to come and meet with us on Zoom to ask them some questions around the, you know, the lockdown, on things that we are not really happy with, and to clarify situations on health and safety, you know, wage subsidy and all those other things. So, yeah, that's the fun of lockdown and Zoom. And we make sure that we make use of this technology to continue to hold politicians to account. And we have been ever since the lockdown. And, yeah.
And that's good. That's good that they are. They're not always accessible to media, but that's another story.
That's another thing. And even accessible to the workers. So we have Zoom every Tuesday night with our cleaners and security guards to talk about the fair pay agreements. Because going back to your question about what's been, you know, the things that our members have experienced during the lockdown. And so the things that I have highlighted, the wage subsidy, the wages, you know, all the way this work has been treated, you know, the clients giving the money, the middleman doesn't pass on to, you know. And we believe, we strongly believe from the union perspective that if we, because like how you probably know that we are currently campaigning for a fair pay agreement, you know, for cleaners and security all over New Zealand. And so to us, that's another way of dealing with how the workers are getting treated nowadays with the employers. Because if we have a fair pay agreement for all cleaners all over New Zealand, for all security guards all over New Zealand, I tell you, everything will be transparent and we will know who to blame. You know, because at the moment, all different security companies or all different cleaning companies, they all have different agreements. So, and they don't know what they're dealing with, because they're hiding from each other, undercutting each other. Because that's why the fair pay agreement is very important, because we want to stop the race to the bottom. Because if it's, if the tender is out from the company for MSD cleaners to be, you know, and then these employers, they will be hiding from each other on what they are tendering on. You know what I mean? But as we all know, even the government is guilty of that, and the council, all councils, by going with the cheapest contractor out there, instead of going with the best contractor who looks after their cleaners, the value their cleaners, you know, making sure that they pay the living wage. Health and safety is, is very important, and upskilling and training. And those things are very important because our people, they need those upskilling and training all the time, you know. And so to us, the fair pay agreement is the way to go to deal with all this crap that is going on around us. Yeah, transparency and stopping the race to the bottom. Mm.
I guess it's timely with the Pacific Pay Gap Inquiry that's taking place right now.
That's something that we're very proud of too, that we are part of that with Dr. Karenina and her team from the Equal Employment Opportunities. So we have been working very closely. A2 has been, especially our Community Pacifica, we have been working very closely with Karenina on how we can get that message out. So we are remember how I Community Pacifica Africa 2 is Zoom every fortnight. So we are looking at having our live stream, live stream, Facebook, with Karanin and the team in 2 weeks time. Yeah. To talk about the Pacific pay gap as well. Yeah. Mm. See what I mean?
Connecting all the connections. And speaking of the connections, just the work that you're doing, what do you think in terms of, like, yesterday it was really good talking to you because you were out getting your vaccination with your family. And we heard a lot about the messages of getting our Pacifica community out to get vaccinated, to, you know, keep themselves safe. Do you think those messages have been getting out there?
I think it started, you know, the sad thing about yesterday, unfortunately, Gladys, you know, because we only negotiated for 2 days, okay? On the first day, it was quite slow. It was steady, but not. And yesterday, I was told the feedback I had from them, it was really, really busy. Our people are just, you know, driving through. Unfortunately, Gladys, they ran out of vaccines. But there were so many cars. Yeah. Like, you know, but the people that I spoke to were saying, you know, our hearts were really, you know, it's heartbreaking telling our people, turning our people away because there was not enough vaccines. They ran out. They tried, they went to Westgate and they went to another site to, you know, to get some vaccines, but they were closed as well. Like, kind of like, you know, it was the end of the day, kind of like, oh my gosh, that was like this. So now we are going to negotiate again to give us another week, because the feedback we had, you know, Gladys, our people are only comfortable with our people. You know what I mean? And that's why, messaging out there that's going up. It's very true. Yes. The big guys can do their thing here and there, but at the end of the day, our people are only comfortable with our people, our nurses, our social workers, you know, they are being there, our community people, our volunteers. They want to see our own people speaking our own languages, greeting each other when they're driving through the drive through, because that was my beef right at the beginning of the thing. I said, every time when I turn up, it's all Palangi. You know, it's a funny thing, ladies. It's our Pacifica people that come and say, oh, hello, you're here. And then who does the injection? The Palangi say, why are we having the Palangi doing the injection? Why aren't our people qualified enough to do the injection as well? You know what I mean? Right from the beginning, when it comes to the testing and the vaccination, that was my question that I was asking our people, our health professionals. I said, I only see Palangi giving jabs. Why aren't our people qualified? If they haven't done the training, why aren't they getting trained? And it's only been done now recently, but when it's beginning, once again, what, our people are not good enough, you know? And why are we calling them nurses and doctors and, you know what I mean, Gladys? Once again, it's that separation and, yeah, I'm just sick and tired of it, that bullshit. Mm. But it's good to see now that now our people are doing that now. And see, our people turn up to get vaccinated. So I think we almost had about 500 people getting vaccinated. I know, for small community, Tuvalu, Kiribati and Tokelau, for the 2 days, that's like a total of almost 500. If we didn't run out of vaccines yesterday, it would have been more. Unfortunately, that was, but we are trying to, just like back to your question, we are, because we saw the impact it has on our people. They trust our people. They trust us, you know? So that's why they turn up to get vaccinated, because of the conversation you have with them, the laughter we have with them, you know? And they trust their own people. It's not that they don't trust other people, but it's just because of the language and the friendliness. And they said that the feedback I had was that so friendly, the environment was really good, and but at the same time, very professional. You know, it doesn't mean that we Pacifica that, you know, that we joke and things, but at the end of the day, the job gets done, but in our own way, you know? Mm.
On that note, Fala, your final words to our Pacifica community, to our people who are listening out there, what would you say?
You know, we need each other, okay? In Aotearoa, New Zealand, we are a minority. And like Tuvaluans, we are a minority among the minorities. And when it comes to pushing our agenda out there to reduce inequality and poverty, equality, Samoans can do it in each other, just like how we are pushing for our overstayers to get for career pathways to this. So to me, that is what we need. We need each other to make sure that we reduce inequality and poverty out there, because nobody else will care about us. Only us will care. But not only that, we need to build relationship with our migrants, you know, with our migrant workers as well, and our tangata whenua and our palanga tēlu, because there are a lot of palanga out there. They care about us and our gender as well. So we need each other when it comes to inequality, climate change, you know, poverty. We need each other. Okay. And start building allies and network with people that you identify the community that cares about. Don't talk about things that, you know, disagree on. Talk about things that you have in common. And that's only then we will achieve. And that is reducing inequality and poverty in our community.
Mm. Bala, always a pleasure to speak to you. We thank you for this chance to speak to you. We wish you all the very best. Keep well. Stay safe with your family. Until the next time.
Bala, thank you for having me here to blab on and on and on. Thank you, Gladys. Hey, and all the best as well.
And that was Fala Haulangi. 4 years ago, she joined us on Pasifika Wire through our Zoom podcast. There you can hear Fala's passion about her role as an advocate for workers. And she continues to do that today as a broadcaster and fiercely, fiercely proud of her Tuvalu homeland that celebrates 47 years of independence. And as Tuvalu Language Week comes to an end today. It is 5:21. It's great to have your company. Let's get back into some music.
Come on.
Here's a bit of Vicar. You're so fine. And you can listen to Fella's podcast on PacificaWire.com.
Girl, I really want to know your name. Tell me that you are the same. You're looking like the kind of girl that I want. Can't imagine that a girl so fine. Fall for radio guy. I promise you that I'm your type. Ooh, you're so fine, so fine.
Girl, you're so fine. You're in all my mind. Keeping me addicted to your love.
Got me addicted.
Girl, you're so fine. You're in all my mind. You're in all my mind. Everything. Girl, won't you be mine?
I'd like to see you later on. Maybe we can spend some time on the phone. But if you wanna be alone, it's alright. Whatever it is,
whatever it is,
just give me a sign. We'll take it slow.
And I'd
rather lie in love. Girl, you're so fine.
Girl, you're so fine. You hit all my mind.
Girl, you're so fine. I can't believe you got me so addicted.
Yeah, hey yo, what's up, beautiful? What's happening with you? Can I get the 7 digits to smack down with you? It's all good, but you playing that potential mistress. Played out and laid out. All for the money, went the wrong route. Listen up, hon, I ain't gotta play them games. This ain't junior high school. And drooling my name, I'm used to flipping out. Giving the game, spitting the flame.
I can't keep my mind. You know I can't keep what you're trying to do. Nobody would do you. Nobody else. Can you tell me what you're trying to do? Hold you, girl.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Nobody else will do. Girl, you're so fine.
Girl, you're so fine. You've been
blowing my mind.
Keeping me addicted to your love.
I cannot lie.
Girl, you're so fine. You've been blowing my mind. So let me be your everything. Girl, won't you be mine?
I wanna know your name.
Girl, you're so fine, you're in all my mind.
You really
want me to
mind.
And everything, girl, won't you be mine?
Yeah.
Here today, to give love to those good ones that helped us on our way. Cause often times were tough, but you didn't budge, you stood beside me all the way. Hey, you looked at me, you smiled at me. To your brother,
much love.
To my friends,
much love.
To my mama,
good love.
Come on, yeah,
much love.
To your brother,
much love.
To my friends,
much love.
To my mama,
good love.
Oh, I'm so lucky to have you there, to have someone who really cares. Cause you're my best friend. Really wanna thank you, oh, so it's to you, yeah. Ooh,
I said, yeah. If you ever need me, I would never hurt you. You know you can trust me. Come on, man, come on, man.
Say it again.
If you ever need me,
all right,
I'll be there to help you. You don't need to worry. Come on, man, come on, man.
Oh, baby, yeah,
much
yeah.
Love.
I'll tell you right now.
To my friends,
to my
mama,
to my mama. Come on,
yeah.
To my
brother,
to my friends, to my mama. You smiled to me. You believed in me. Yeah, yeah.
Much love.
I told your brother.
Much love.
To my friends.
Much love.
To my mama.
Good love.
Come on, yeah.
Much love.
I told your brother.
Much love.
To my friends.
Much love.
To my mama. Let me hear before my mama. Let me hear before my sister. Let me hear before my brother. Cause I love you, father. I love you, mama. I love you, sister. I love you, brother. And I love you.
I know
you hear me when I'm talking to you. And I tell you that. You will, yes you will, and I thank you, thank you.
It is Planet FM 104.6. You're with Pacifica Wire, PW Live, Justin Wellington, and much love. Do hope your Saturday afternoon is going well, and I hope you have, what's that word, acclimatized to daylight savings. It's taken me a while because we lost an hour, but I do hope you are enjoying the extra, what is it? Does it get lighter or?
It stays lighter longer.
It's what?
It stays lighter for longer.
It stays lighter for longer. Oh, okay.
They used to say that made the curtains fade. Yeah. But the actual amount of light is the same. You just, you just get up at a different time and go to bed at a different time, but it's all the same time. The light is different.
Oh, I see, I see. It does my head in.
And the days get longer.
Right, yeah. But we lose that hour. Not that I'm complaining.
You haven't really lost it. It's still there.
Not true.
You're experiencing it at a different time.
Join us next week. We will, fortunately, we will have another special guest joining us. But this week, we thought we'd take you back in time 4 years ago and speaking to Whana Haulangi. From the Tuvalu community. So if you want to hear more, you can go onto our website, eh, Gary?
Yep. www.pacificawire.com or find us on Facebook, Instagram.
And all those other things.
All those other things.
But in the meantime, let's get back to the music. Here's Marina Davis. Play that FM, 104.6.
Oh, name matter left you if I owe a lot wouldn't want us to attack.
So you better step back, step back.
We got love, so you better not back.
So you better step back, step back.
I know you don't got love like that.
So you better step back, step back.
We got love, so we don't want no threat. No fuss, no fighting.
FM 104.6. You're listening to Pacifica Wire, PW Live. That was the late Fiji Vaikoso with La Ie Boy, a classic from the late Fiji.
Nice, yeah, that's a really good song. And do hope you are enjoying your Saturday. Gary and Gladys here, taking you through a bit of a cruisy Saturday. We're enjoying that. And if you are out West Auckland, Te Mai Vanui is taking place as we speak. It's a biannual festival of Kupuna culture, tradition, dance. They had their 60th independence celebrations in...
I didn't have my mic on the entire time.
Oh.
Dead air. Oh dear, Gladys. You're missing...
Sorry, I was invisible. I wasn't watching. I was doing some dance.
Oh dear, if you have joined us, thank you so much. And as I was saying, before I realised I hadn't turned my mic on, that the biannual Te Mai Vanui festival is taking place out at the Trust Stadium in West Auckland. It's, as I said, biannual event. The big 60-year celebration of independence in the Cook Islands took place earlier this year, and they had the Te Mai Vanui celebrations. So the people of Rarotonga came from all over the different islands, had their big celebration, and they're doing it here this weekend. So if you get a chance, tickets are still available from what I understand, but head on down to the Trust. I think they've got markets, stalls, some beautiful Cook Island Kai. So yeah, I was, saw a little bit of it online, so it looked amazing. It looked really amazing. Do hope you are enjoying your afternoon. And don't forget to tune in next week. We've got another special guest who will be in the studio with us, and we are really looking forward to having them tell and all with us. And it's all about connection and what they've been up to in their chosen fields. I won't give it away who the guest is. Let's get back into some music. It's Oceania Storm, Halabuna. PW Live on Planet FM.
Alavuna, kukutata sio ata petalaki anga, ia e folau vaka. O ganunu, ai e pou umata sia ahina, o ene kato. Io ata fetaki anga ia e folau vaka o kanunu ai e pou umata sia ahina moene kato. Oh,
FM, Oceania Storm and Halavuna. Great music there from the Kingdom of Tonga. And Oceania Storm, if you were able to catch our podcast, our special guest last week, George and Veronica Mongatonga, they were part of the band, George was part of the band Oceania Storm, who were in the Cook Islands for the 60th celebrations, independence celebrations, and they performed Oceania Storm, so that would have been an amazing event to be at. We're 5 minutes away from saying goodbye. Thank you so much for joining us. We want to thank, of course, our guest, Fala Haulangi, from 4 years ago. We got a chance to revisit that podcast, and that was in the spirit of marking Tuvalu Language Week, which came to an end today. So we thank Fala. If you want to hear that full podcast again, you can go onto our website, pacificawire.com. And next week, Gary, we've got a special guest.
We have a super secret special guest.
And we just want to thank, of course, all of our guests who have come on to the show. We appreciate that indeed. But that's us for today. So we're going to leave you with, fingers crossed, with some wonderful music from Jamal Jam.
Tadi lua.
Here we go. Te kovi leu. Thanks so much for your company. Take care, everyone.
And let you know all about the danger island. The wrecker's reef. The head of the rock. Stand the ladder. Puka puka. Don't do the rock. Don't do me now. Check it out.
Te kovi leu. Na wia kaia.
need to feel connected to voices strong and uncollected. From island shores to distant lands, we reach across with open hands. Pacifica wire, connecting our voices, lifting every voice higher, on air and online. We're tuning in together, no matter the weather, united we inspire. Pacifica wire, from the heart of the industry to your home and family, with new tech and legacy, we share our destiny. We laugh and we learn, we cry and we cheer, though miles apart we're always near. The same show, the same time, a rhythm, a style, Pacifica wire, lifting every voice higher, stories told side by side, on air and com.
A bit